Hello, today the church begins the season of Lent as we celebrate Ash Wednesday, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 6 and 16 to 18. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's Gospel passage, Jesus reminds us not to be hypocrites and to avoid being self-centered, arrogant, and egotistical. He warns against appearing like faithful Christians on the outside while failing to be that on the inside. The term hypocrite originates from the Greek word for actor. Actors have to pretend to be someone else on stage, which is acceptable in theater, but not real life. Jesus teaches us to remove our masks, stop pretending, and embrace our true selves. This is a challenging lesson for us for two reasons. First, many of us act like hypocrites occasionally, even if we don't like to admit it. We may sometimes try to deceive or persuade others, give a false impression, or hide our true motives. We're all probably guilty of hypocrisy at times. Secondly, we fear that if we remove our masks, God might reject us, and no one wants the experience of rejection. However, Jesus gives us a reason to trust Him enough to accept this challenging lesson. He already knows us entirely, but still chooses to love us. He emphasizes this fact by repeating it three times when he mentions that the Father sees our hidden actions. He has witnessed even the darkest and most sorrowful moments of our inner thoughts. He knows everything about us. Despite our imperfections, God loves us unconditionally, with the kind of love that only a perfect father, mother, or friend can give. He constantly encourages us to draw nearer to Him by giving to those in need, offering our prayers, and fasting privately. His ultimate desire is for us to cultivate a close relationship with Him and live a life intertwined with His divine presence. The ashes we use serve as a reminder of our sinful nature. Though children of God, we are still of this fallen world. Ashes are lifeless dust. If we give in to our selfish tendencies and commit sins, we also become lifeless dust. Sin creates a separation between us and God, who is the source of all life. Without God's redeeming Spirit, we would lose all hope of eternal life. Our faith in Christ tells us that God has not abandoned us. Christ is our Redeemer and claims us as His own. We still have a mission in His kingdom, and He desires us to be His ambassadors. As sinners, we bear the mark of ashes, but it is given in the sign of Christ's cross, which brings us the grace of a fresh start and new life. We are marked on our foreheads because Christ wants us to represent Him boldly in the world. He's not ashamed of us and wants our friendship as He is our Savior. So may our Lenten observances bring us closer to being the people God calls us to be, deep within ourselves and in the world, as we seek to bring His love and peace to all His people.